2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 77 degrees.
So far, so good on our freeways with overnight construction finished. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The Salt Lake City protests. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Graffiti and red paint remains in downtown Salt Lake City after last night's protest over a deadly police shooting.
Salt Lake City protests. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage live on the scene outside the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office. John?
Yeah, Amanda, a group of a couple hundred protesters began gathering here at the Salt Lake County DA's office a few hours after DA Sim Gill ruled that officers were justified in using deadly force when Bernardo Palacios Carbajal was shot and killed back on May 23rd. The group chanted that they were going to stand up and fight back as they plastered the street, sidewalk, and the building with red paint. And taking a look at the scene right now, there's still plenty of red paint all over the building. You have three or four broken windows and plenty of flyers. Yesterday, Salt Lake Police did come in and they dispersed the crowd after they got word that some of those windows were broken. Now, in the process, a few officers were injured. They were reportedly hit with pepper spray. Governor Herbert also declaring a state of emergency, closing the Capitol building. That's going to remain in place until midnight on Monday. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
An attorney for Bernardo Palacios Carbajal's family says a fleeing suspect should have been apprehended and prosecuted, not shot in the back. Brian Weber says police policy has got to change.
Institutional change from the bottom up, from the simplest police procedures all the way up to changes at the legislative level.
Weber says the family is planning to file a civil suit. We'll talk with Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown live at 8:15 today on Utah's Morning News.
That wasn't the only protest in Salt Lake last night. About 100 small business owners and others and their supporters rallied against the state's coronavirus restrictions. Green Girl Smoothie founder Robin Obenshaw feels politicians have been silent as companies keep shutting down.
We work 60 and 70 hours a week. We have whole entire years where we don't take a salary from our businesses. And to be wiped out like this with no thought, with the health department, the governor, the legislators won't even show up. They won't even show up to address us.
Some who spoke at last night's event outside the Salt Lake Health Department also called mask mandates unconstitutional.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City School District has a different plan from many others around the state for the start of the school year next month. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says if things stay the way they are right now, students won't be back in class at all.
District spokesperson Yandere Chatwin says this plan was put together with input from parents and educators.
Last spring, no one had time to plan, but we do have some time to, you know, optimize as much as we can going into the fall.
Under the plan, all learning will be online if Salt Lake City remains in an orange condition as designated by the state. If things improve to yellow, students will be divided into groups. Some will attend class on different days of the week and do online learning activities the rest of the time. And everybody will have to wear masks at school. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
Is it safer to send kids to school on the bus or some other way? A new report says in Utah, it's pretty safe either way.
In this report card, we are actually showing that we're making a real concerted effort to protect our kids.
It's a study that comes out every couple of years that ranks states on providing ways to get students to school by walking or biking. Dr. Brett Makiff with the Utah Department of Health says Utah always ranks as one of the healthiest states, and we rank high here too.
But we're doing just the same when it comes to that environment for walking and biking to school.
Makiff says because of this and now COVID, it might make sense to go retro.
It was so common in the mid-60s. We had 50% of the population walking to school. It was great. Right now, we're down to about 11%.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Is it time to retreat from reopening? KSL's top national stories now. Back to Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, leading health experts calling for hotspot states to shut down as coronavirus escalates and deaths have begun to climb again. Dr. Tony Fauci says those states didn't follow White House task force guidelines.
Some states skipped over those and just opened up too quickly.
He named Florida in particular for skipping over checkpoints for reopening. A Southern California security guard held on $1 million bail in the shooting death of a man at a grocery store who was not wearing a face mask. Umair Hawkins charged with murder in Gardena.
Ended up getting killed by a coward. Shooting him in the back.
The victim was not a customer, but was waiting for help to change a flat tire. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Joint Chiefs Chair General Mark Milley told a House committee yesterday they can't confirm Russia paid bounties to the Taliban to kill Americans.
If we did, there'd be a different response, too.
He and Defense Secretary Esper testified to the Armed Services Committee. They're continuing to investigate that claim. And Michael Cohen back in prison. The former personal attorney for President Trump refused parole conditions during a meeting in New York yesterday. He was taken away in handcuffs. He had been under home arrest for a financial fraud conviction. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman, a triple-digit weekend for much of the Beehive State. St. George could reach 111 on Sunday. And we'll get highs near 100 here along the Wasatch Front.
Folks outside just need to take caution in the afternoon hours if you're doing work outside. We know the drill, right? We got to drink extra water, find the shade, find ways to cool down, and know the signs of heat exhaustion as we get hotter temperatures here in the afternoons for this weekend.
Grant's predicting that highs in St. George won't get below 107 within the next 7 days. Okay. Tuesday and Wednesday along the Wasatch Front should drop into the mid-90s.